Anything. This is Sarah Etman-Sterner. I'm at Dos Pueblos High School. It is Thursday, January 14th. It's right before a final, and I'm interviewing some students about the white trash bag experience. So here we have
Matt Sims. I'm a senior at Dos Pueblos, and I'm in Mr. Gleason's third period APES.
And I want to find out, what are your initial impressions of this experiment you're about to embark on next week?
It looks and sounds really fun because I saw the kids doing it last year. And I think it's going to start some conflicts around campus between other students and teachers. So it should be interesting.
Great, thanks. And what's your name?
I'm Dan Balch. I'm a senior as well at Dos Pueblos. I'm in the third period APES class, and I actually have Gleason for fifth period AP chemistry as well, but that's beside the point.
Can you describe this experience for me so that NewsHawk visitors and subscribers know exactly what the heck's going on here at Dos Pueblos?
Are you talking about the APES experience or the project?
The experience with the white trash bag.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to be really cool because we're not allowed to actually recycle during this project. So, because everyone just goes, oh, recycling, no guilt, it's done, it's out of here, it's not my fault, I recycled, it's good. But it's actually not that good because it's supposed to be reprocessed just and transported and all that kind of stuff. So it's actually teaching us to cut down on all of our waste and not just be like, recycle, no guilt. So I think it's really cool.
And can you tell me your name and where you are in this class? And what are the rules for the white trash bag experience, which is the title for NewsHawk, but not the name of the actual experiment?
My name is Alicia Fennell, and I'm a senior in Mr. Gleason's third period APES class. And the rules are that you have to carry the bag with you for a week everywhere you go, including the bathroom, but not to work or church. And that you cannot recycle, like Dan said, and you just have to put everything in there unless it's a meat product. And, or a body fluid, something with body fluid on it, that is not allowed.
All right. And what's your name and what grade are you in? And can you tell me where this bag's gonna travel with you? What's your schedule like?
I'm Lisa Becker. I'm in Mr. Gleason's third period APES class, and I'm hoping to, go around town maybe and just like show people that carrying trash is, okay, can I start over because they're distracting me. Okay.
Keep going.
I will be carrying around school, home. I might bring it to work just because I don't think they'll really care if I do carry it there. I think it'd be interesting to go downtown and see what kind of reactions people would get from me carrying my trash bag.
And what do you expect to learn from this?
Exactly how much trash I produce in a week. And I also want to see other people's reactions, and hopefully they'll see that or wonder how much trash they'll be accumulating in a week also.
Thank you.